Aftershocks have continued to hamper rescue efforts in L'Aquila as the death toll in Italy's worst earthquake in 30 years reaches 245. Charles Collins has the latest.
It was around 8:30 yesterday evening that the strongest aftershock yet hit the Abruzzo region. Measuring 5.3 on the Richter scale, it was felt as far away as Rome. The tremor caused even more damage in the region, causing debris to hit the streets as rescuers continued their look for survivors. There was some good news. This young student was rescued after 42 hours of being trapped in the rubble. Yet the grim fact is, hundreds of bodies are currently being stored in a makeshift mortuary outside of the city of L'Aquila. Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has declared a national emergency and sent troops to the area. He has ordered the government to set up tent camps and field kitchens to provide hot food and accommodation for 14,000 people. But he warns that the area is still dangerous.
This is an earthquake, obviously, that has led to the collapse of some precarious buildings some more tremors might be felt. And the message that we want to convey to people is not to go back to their own homes.
The death toll is certain to rise. Workers have not yet searched every building, and bodies are believed to still be hidden in some of the rubble. The recovery effort is being hampered by a need to pull down unstable buildings before they collapse.
There are bodies in there. We may need to demolish it anyway.
For the people of L'Aquila, there are fears that life will never be the same again.
It's pathetic. It's rubble. It's rubble everywhere, and it doesn't look like L'Aquila anymore.
The government says it will ask for EU disaster funds and promises to rebuild the town and surrounding areas in 2 years. It says new buildings will be built according to modern seismic standards, which would be a rarity in this earthquake-prone country. I'm Charles Collins.